You're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damon production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this show are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning into this segment and catching it on podcast, if that's where you are listening. It's a beautiful day here in Southwest Oklahoma. A lot of activity going on, a lot of basketball going on. So that's always fun. So if you're on the road out here, safe travels. There's a fog bank out there and a very big one, a massive one that covers almost the entire state of Oklahoma. And so there are a lot of folks on the road today. So if you're out there, do be careful. And a lot of Indian teams in action. And so I hope that those of you that support our American Indian youth will do so in all of their endeavors, not just athletics. Where do I begin today? So I have a special guest in my next segment, Kristen Jarshaw. She is she's a student at the University of Oklahoma College of Medicine. And we are going to talk about a new project, some new things that are going on here at the Institute for Native Arts and Media and Talk Jive. And one of the things that we've created here is the Be Savvy Project. And that's something that we've tried to do for a few years. And when we established this nonprofit, it was one of our goals was to make sure to help Indians with the education they need to survive in this world, learning about credit, learning about addressing different types of social justice issues like period poverty, learning, making sure to keep connection to their culture and their cultural roots and their cultural ways. And so the Be Savvy Project is one of the ways that we're going to get there. And first off, we're going to talk about period poverty. And why period poverty? Well, to me, and people can agree or disagree, and we talk to the professionals about a lot of this. Attorneys, doctors, students, volunteers, people who are really in the know about talking about periods. And this is probably where a lot of people are going to just shut this segment down. Please don't. Please, please, please don't. There is so much as women that we go through because of our periods. And the first thing that we have to do is get comfortable talking about this. And I'm not necessarily comfortable with it either. However, because of all of the issues that I've had throughout my life, I want to talk to a lot or however many young people that I can, especially young people who menstruate, that these issues that you have that you might think are no big deal could be a problem. And we can't be afraid to offer a safe space to these young people, especially when we understand as adults and as an American Indian adult women, the ways that we have survived to function when this thing that happens to us that we don't have any control over, we don't have any control over it. I mean, you talk about not having control over your body. Your body as a woman, as someone who experiences a period, you have no control. And it's scary. And I wish that we educated our young people, about this very natural, very normal bodily function. If half the population deals with this, why can't we talk about it and be comfortable? Culture. Our cultural norms tell us we can't. And in everything that we do as women, you know, just you're supposed to be modest, right? If you grew up in the church and all that, and you follow those teachings, you know, you're supposed to be modest, and you're supposed to hide yourself away. Traditionalists, you know, you don't dance, you don't go in the arena. There's things that you don't do and you don't participate in when you're on your moon cycle. So many different names for it. It's different in every household. And you can really tell the men who know something about it and the men who know nothing about it. And that's our job, is to try to communicate this. And it's the other person's job to try to accept this information. As tough as it is, as gross as it is, oh my God, yes, this is gross. It's, no. It's like I said, I'm having to get comfortable with being uncomfortable talking about this. And it's different when you're approaching this subject to different generations of women. Kristen and her colleagues there have been diligently fighting. The Senate Bill 1499 that I followed so closely last year, they are the power behind that. And I did not know that. And so we talk about that a little bit. But, you know, that would have taken the tax off of period products. And in the end, the study says that at the end of the year, it would potentially save consumers of period products about a month's worth of products just with that tax. That's significant, folks. That's just here. And the response is, well, we just don't know if we can afford that in the budget. That was me spitting into my spittoon. For the good old boys, you know. But it's shocking to me how little we can talk about, especially in this day and age. We can talk about sex, we can talk about all these different things, but we still can't talk about having a period. It's not normalized. It's just like, oh, I'm on my period, so you know I don't feel good today. Or whatever. And all of us, all women, all people who menstruate, have been there in an emergency situation where this thing sneaks up on you and you are out of pocket. No products, no nothing, no availability even in bathrooms. I think everybody's had to depend on very ingenious ways to handle that in an emergency situation when you don't have a choice but to handle it and to get through whatever you're getting through until you can get those products or have access to your products. Even if you have one in your bag and you don't have access to that bag. There are so many different scenarios for it. And what I don't understand is, especially men always feel like they need to be making decisions about this, and they don't. We don't need periods mansplained to us. We don't need the, you know, all of these different issues. We don't need to be talked down to because we just still don't get it how much that's going to cost the state. Well, here's what I say. All of these men, these conservative Republican men that we have representing Oklahoma now, all of them, from the very top to the street level bureaucrat, all of them, I tell you. If they're so conservative and pro-marriage, man and woman, and, you know, marriages between a man and a woman, and so pro-life, don't they understand that that period is what allows a woman to bring that life? To create that? If you're so big on wanting to have bigger families and wanting, you know, good, healthy children, why don't you take care of your women when they are on their cycle? If they're trying to get pregnant, if they're, you know, if you want a big family, all that. I mean, why can't that just be a basic part of the love and care that you provide your wife, your partner, your girlfriend, your whoever? Why can't that be as accepted as that? Yeah, crickets, right? And I don't understand, especially with all of these men, that same group of men, a lot of them are girl dads. A lot of them are, and they all have women in their lives, right? If they have children at all, a lot of them have wives, ex-wives, second, third, fourth wives, right? Maybe some kids out of wedlock, who knows? Oh, don't act like it doesn't happen. These devoutly Christian men are the main perpetrators of all that nonsense. But they all have women in their lives. But yet, they don't, as much as they depend on these women and their periods, they don't allow women to express themselves about it. Can't talk about it. Oh no, don't talk about it. I don't want to hear it. That's gross. You know? But there's dudes that get off on having sex during your period, right? Oh yeah, we're going to talk about this. Like, I'm telling you, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I'm having to do it in all kinds of different ways. And you don't understand how much I miss that damn ending, that other damn ending. You don't know how much I miss him during all of this. He very much helped me in a lot of ways, and I feel like I'm flying blind. But I also know that he left three daughters, two sisters, and a mother that he loved very much. So when you look at the number of women in these families, they need to have a safe space. And as women, we are so catty. We are so catty with each other, and we are so prone to disliking each other for nonsense. And that's our hormones, right? I kind of think it is. I don't know, some of us are just a-holes. I shouldn't say some of y'all, because I can do it too. And I freely admit that. Yes. Yes. I can be an asshole, and sometimes it's intentional. Yes, admit it. And you know what? That feels fantastic, just to say it. And getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and talking about these things and seeing the reactions that I get when I'm trying to broach this subject, it's kind of shocking, but I am pleased with the number of Native women's groups that I've contacted who are very interested in helping gather feminine hygiene products and helping starting to volunteer for our product drives that we're creating. for our Be Savvy program and these different things. It's really an amazing thing to see when women come together for each other, with each other, because there ain't nothing that we can't do when that happens. And so I'm thrilled to have the support of so many different organizations for this. And, you know, our overall goal is to be able to provide ready access of feminine hygiene products to our young people in Indian country. Whether this is at a school, whether it's at a tribe, whether it's at a church, whether it's anywhere, someplace that is willing to provide feminine hygiene products and period products with no judgment to whomever needs them. No questions asked. Unless you're a man. Or a boy, because, you know, those aren't toys and you don't need to be sticking them everywhere. But, you know, for our transgender family members and those who still experience periods, you are the exception to that. And I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, we want to make sure that we have ready, easy access for everyone and anyone who needs period products. Because we've all been there and we've all needed that safe space and that secure space of no judgment and that space of compassion and understanding. And if there's one place that we really need that, it's right here in Indian country. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Indian production, distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, and donate for feminine hygiene products and period products of all kinds, you can email Native Arts and Media Institute @gmail.com. And you can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for your support, and be sure to fight period poverty wherever you are.